This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, September 19th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. McCarthy eyes farm bill in 2023. DHS tightening up H-2A requirements. Governors asked to provide more funding for HBCUs, and EU beef and pork production dips. McCarthy says farm bill coming yet this year. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he still intends to get a farm bill through the House this year, that despite the ongoing turmoil in the chamber. AgriPulse had a chance to ask him about the legislation during a small impromptu news conference in the Capitol basement last night. Asked about the timeline for bringing up a bill, McCarthy said, quote, "It's not an easy bill to get through, but I think people have really worked at it. I see us eventually being able to get that bill done." Pressed on whether a bill would move before the end of the year, he said, "Yeah, we're going to try to get that done." McCarthy said House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson has done a tremendous job gearing up for the bill. "He's really traveled the nation," McCarthy said, referring to the listening sessions and other informal events Thompson has held around the country. Keep in mind, McCarthy has much bigger problems to deal with in the foreseeable future than the farm bill. A possible government shutdown is looming October 1st when the new fiscal year starts, and opposition growing yesterday to a stopgap spending bill that was worked out over the weekend between members of the Main Street and Freedom caucuses. McCarthy remained defiant about the threats from some hardline conservatives to try and remove him. He said, quote, "If you think I'm quitting, it's never going to happen." DHS proposes to clarify language about charging prohibited fees to farm workers. The Department of Homeland Security wants to make it clear that prospective seasonal farm workers cannot be charged fees which can turn into debts they cannot afford to pay. Responding to, quote, "reported widespread abuses of the existing prohibition," DHS said in a proposed announcement yesterday that it was expanding the definition of what it considers a prohibited fee and says it plans to hold H-2A petitioners, quote, "accountable for any prohibited fee-related violation by third parties with only an extremely limited exception." The proposal applies to both the H-2A program and the H-2B program for non-agricultural workers. National Council of Agriculture Employers President and CEO Michael Marsh was critical of the proposal. "Our members are on the front lines of supporting compliance with the regulatory scheme," he said. "I feel for some of them. It is demoralizing to have to continually account for those who do not take compliance as seriously as they do." NACE is already suing the Labor Department over an H-2A rule published last fall. The proposal will be published in the Federal Register tomorrow and includes a 60-day public comment period. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Agriculture education secretaries call for more HBCU funding from states. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and Education Secretary Miguel Cardona sent letters to governors of 16 states yesterday pressing for resources for historically black colleges and universities. According to the Biden administration officials, the 1890s institutions collectively received $12 billion less in state-level funding than 1862 land-grant institutions from 1987 to 2020. All told, HBCUs in the various states have been shortchanged to the tune of $172 million to $2.1 billion over those 33 years. Receiving the letters were the governors of Alabama, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, and West Virginia. Two other states, Delaware and Ohio, also have HBCU institutions, but those are equitably funded, according to a USDA press release. EU beef and pork production continued downward slide. Revised forecasts from USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service show European beef and pork production sliding to record lows in 2023 and 24, while production costs increase and exports decrease. Dairy and beef cattle farmers face reduced profit margins due to high feed, energy, and labor prices, the FAS office in The Hague says in a new analysis. Another challenge for the industry is new regulations imposed by the European Commission, which require financial investments and changes in farm management practices. Spain overtook Germany as Europe's largest pork-producing nation in 2020, but Spanish producers are also suffering from disease outbreaks, high input costs, and shrinking demand from China. California finds success with universal school meals. California schools served 826 million meals during the 22-23 school year, the first year of the state's School Meals for All program that guarantees free breakfast and lunch for all K-12 public school students. Preliminary data from the California Department of Education show the state schools outpaced other states. California served 2 million more school meals in 22-23 than in 2018-19, compared to a decline of 270 million meals in the rest of the country. Research shows that in addition to increasing student participation, universal school meals improve student diet quality, attendance rates, and academic performance. Eight states have passed permanent policies providing free school meals to all students. The Center for Eco-Literacy, which advocated for the free meals program, said in a press release. California State Senator Nancy Skinner of Berkeley says the champion California's first in the nation school meals for all to ensure that all of our K-12 students are well nourished and ready to learn. 826 million meals is a testament to the success of this program and the commitment of California school nutrition professionals. Stabenow, Crapo, push for rural veterinarian tax break. Senate Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow of Michigan and Senate Finance Committee Ranking Member Republican Mike Crapo of Idaho introduced a bill yesterday to ease a tax burden for rural veterinarians. Their Rural Veterinary Workforce Act would exempt participants in the Veterinary Medicine Loan Repayment Program offered to veterinarians who commit to a three-year stay in underserved communities from federal withholding tax. The exemption would also cover payments from, quote, similar state programs, according to a release. The pair also championed the bill in the previous Congress. The bill boasts a dozen additional co-sponsors, a House companion led by Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska, and 17 co-sponsors. More than 100 organizations offered their support to a letter backing the bill. after the legislation received a historic level of support in the previous Congress, we look forward to working with the congressional champions to enact this bill and help rural communities across the country access the many essential services veterinarians provide. Rena Carlson, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, said in a release. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, September 19th. Brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.